In today's episode of Our Response to COVID-19, we share the message from Addison Hoover, Senior Director at Docent Health, his approach and his company's approach to helping you combat COVID-19. They're here for you, and I hope you enjoy his message and the way that they're tackling this epidemic for you and your organization and the patients that you serve. Thanks for tuning in, and for all the resources that we're posting here on this initiative, go to outcomesrocket.health/COVID-19. You'll find it all there. And now, here's Addison Hoover.
It's wonderful to be speaking with you today. This is Addison Hoover, Senior Director for Client Development at Docent Health. If you're unfamiliar, Docent Health has been around for about 4.5 years. We are a Boston-based patient experience technology and services company. And I know, although it is a difficult and trying time for many in the healthcare vertical, I'm excited that Docent has the opportunity to share with you a little bit about what we've been doing in response to the COVID-19 epidemic. If you're unfamiliar with Docent Health, over that period of the last 4.5 years since the company has been around, we have been working to really find ways to orchestrate and elevate the patient experience with the ultimate goals of improving patient satisfaction, lowering the cost of care, and ultimately, and perhaps most importantly, elevating health outcomes for patients. And so we've taken a novel approach that has really melded the best parts of a care coordination platform, a CRM engine that personalizes experiences, and then have worked to really take what our traditional communication means and modernize them. I'm talking phone, I'm talking text, talking email, and finding creative and thoughtful ways to utilize those channels to deepen engagement, orchestrate care in a meaningful and individualized way so that we can achieve those outcomes. In our world, it's been interesting over the last probably 2 weeks. We've gotten a lot of questions like, how do I communicate key resources? What do I do for the worried well that are trying to call in and get information? What do we do for our patients that have scheduled elective procedures if they're coming in and looking for drive-through testing options? How do we let them know what's available to them? And although Docent Health has been traditionally deployed for episodes of care in the cardiovascular, maternity, in the orthopedic space, working with patients migrating from a PCP to a referral, what we realized was we have a lot of core elements that can assist in the broad and community-based communication of those types of questions and answers. And so, in short, Docent has really begun to abstract pieces of our offering around the communication side of our platform. So if you think about texting, both inbound and outbound, that can be automated. If you think about patient records that can use information to inform what type of personalized context or communication makes sense for a given community or marketplace. If we think about actually augmenting that with live human navigators, that's part of the white-labeled Docent Health offering as well. We've been able to take those pieces and in response to some of the needs of both our current and prospective partners say, hey, I think we can help get the message out for the patients and the communities you serve. And so the simplest way to understand a lot of what we're doing today is in a time of crisis, Docent looked for the most streamlined path to providing support. And one of the easiest ways we could think to do it was to leverage our text engine. If you think about how smartphones are utilized today, SMS text messaging is the most utilized application in the world. It doesn't require you to download some native app or access a username or password or to get registered for a portal. It's a really streamlined way to provide broadband communications to a large population. And so Docent really began to say, hey, we know a bit about either sharing to certain groups or being responsive to inbound requests. We know that we can automate lots of those pieces. We also can augment those with live navigator services. We can actually triage and escalate pieces. And so today, we've got programs that are navigating push text alerts. We've got AI conversations that can transition to a live navigator if there's a certain type of bespoke need that a patient requires. We've got a fully automated COVID-19 triage questionnaire. We can actually help manage and triage lab tests and results. And then ultimately, if we think about home monitoring, we offer a communication platform that can support that as well. And so those are sort of the core text communication elements. And then the last piece of that really is, you know, taking that information and putting it into real-time dashboards. This is something that comes out of the box with the Docent Health platform normally, but if we think about perhaps reorchestrating some of those elements for the coronavirus epidemic, understanding the types of questions that are being asked, what types of escalations are most pertinent to your marketplaces, what types of volume you're seeing in terms of inbound requests, how long it's taking to get communications back out to let someone know about a completed test, what's happening perhaps by county. These are all things that the real-time docent dashboards can help manage. And so when, you know, I look at where we're at today and some of the partners we serve, I can quickly see the data that says, you know, in Columbus, Ohio, 38% of the escalations we're seeing today have to do with appointment cancellations or concerns over elective procedures needing to be rescheduled. I can then reorient that to the Northern California marketplace, where 1 in 5 of the escalations we see is really purely related to stress and anxiety associated to the COVID-19 epidemic. And so finding streamlined ways to provide both inbound and outbound communications in a modern and efficient and scalable way, I think, is at the core of what Docent's delivering. And then having data and insights that can be of value, not just to your health system or to service line leadership, but to many of the teams out there today that have created a task force that are focused purely on how to navigate COVID-19. And so I think using those two tools is really where Docent has focused over the last 4 weeks in response to some of the questions that many of our partners and prospective partners were bringing to us. So if communication and care coordination and data analysis is as part of what you're trying to solve for, would be happy to continue that conversation. Again, this is Addison Hoover. You can reach me at Addison at docenthealth.com. That's A-D-D-I-S-O-N at docenthealth, D-O-C-E-N-T-H-E-A-L-T-H.com. You're also welcome to reach out to me directly on my mobile device. My phone number is 309-838-1775. Thanks so much, and stay healthy and well.
There you have it, folks. Addison Hoover, Senior Director at Docent Health. Hope you enjoyed their service and what they're able to do for you during this epidemic. Go to outcomesrocket.health/COVID-19 for more resources, including Addison's, as well as docenthealth.com to further learn what he explained to you in this podcast. We're here for you and wishing you and your family the most of safety and health during these times. What's ahead is much greater than what we're going through right now. So stay with it. I know we'll be stronger afterwards. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you soon.